This hour's news update is sponsored by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M-Ward 42. Call them at 989-375-2391. That's Elkton Motorsports, 989-375-2391. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Huron County, alongside communities nationwide, are gearing up to observe the revered National Day of Prayer this week. Set for Thursday, May 2nd, the annual event will take place on the Huron County Courthouse lawn, starting at noon. Leading the charge is Marie Keel, president of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, who is initiating the local tradition and has been for two decades. Inspired by televised glimpses of other states gathering and pray for full unity, Keel sparked a beacon of spiritual solidarity in the community. Reflecting on past endeavors, Keel recalls initiatives like the Life Chain, a demonstration against abortion, and underscores the importance of communal prayer and testimonies of divine intervention. Attendees can expect a program encompassing prayer, patriotic songs and hymns, along with reflections on the seven mountains of influence, representing various societal spheres where divine guidance is sought. And Shetlers in Pigeon proudly reveals the first of the upgraded blessing box stands, resembling miniature libraries. This initiative, led by Melissa Deming, emphasizes durability and community collaboration in aiding those in need. Crafted by North Huron Schools Workshop, these stands blend education and community service, symbolizing collaboration and altruism. With over 30 boxes across the region and more locations joining, the project gains momentum, supported by organizations like the Huron County Community Foundation. To get involved, whether by hosting a blessing box or contributing in other ways, community support is vital in making a difference, one box at a time. View Thumb Blessing Boxes Facebook page for the complete list of Thumb Blessing Boxes. As construction progresses and more locations participate, the future promises improved resources and aids for those in need here in our community. And Michigan's Move Over Law protects emergency responders and service personnel on the state's roads by requiring motorists to slow down and move over for stationary authorized vehicles with flashing lights. Violations may result in fines up to $400 and 2 points on the driver's license, with severe penalties for incidences causing injuries or fatalities among emergency personnel. During April, recognized as National Distracted Driving Awareness Month, the Michigan State Police and local law enforcement agencies are teaming up to enforce the move-over law and hands-free law. MSP troopers and deputies will use unmarked vehicles to target distracted drivers, especially those using cell phones. Stricter enforcement of the move-over law aims to protect emergency responders and service personnel. Michigan's hands-free law prohibits various cell phone activities while driving, including making or answering calls, texting, watching videos, accessing social media, browsing the internet, and using GPS. Understanding and adhering to these regulations are vital for all Michigan motorists to contribute to safer roads and protect lives. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Whether you're at the work site or the trailerhead, you need an ATV that goes above and beyond the expected. With the power and performance to work harder, technology to make every job easier, and a time-tested promise of quality and dependability. Visit Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton today to find your next Honda. Choose from a range of features to fit your toughest jobs and your favorite trails, including engine sizes and transmission types. Like our available automatic DCT, every configuration is built Honda tough, sporting class-leading performance to make it your employee of the decade. Visit Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton to find your next Honda and discover how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years old and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Walmart is launching its biggest store label food brand in 20 years in terms of its breadth of items. It's an attempt to appeal to younger customers who are not brand loyal and want chef-inspired foods priced more affordably. The country's largest retailer said Tuesday that the brand called Better Goods is just starting to land in Walmart stores and online. By this fall, there will be 300 products spanning frozen, dairy, snacks, beverages, pasta, soups, coffee, chocolate, among others. The launch comes as inflation has driven shoppers to seek less expensive alternatives, lifting the popularity of private label brands. And Britney Spears and her father, Jamie Spears, have settled the remaining issues in the court conservatorship that controlled her life and affairs for nearly 14 years. With the agreement, the two will avoid what might have been an ugly and revealing trial that had been scheduled for next month. The terms of their agreement have not been disclosed. Her attorney, Matthew Rosengart, says she is now truly free. Jamie Spears' attorney, Alex Weingarten, says he would love to reconcile with his daughter. The trial was to involve payment to the attorneys who ran the conservatorship and allegations that her father had mishandled it. And King Charles III is returning to public duties with a visit to a cancer treatment charity, beginning his carefully managed comeback after the monarch's own cancer diagnosis sidelined him for 3 months. The event on Tuesday marks the king's first formal public engagement since February 6th, when Buckingham Palace announced he would be taking a break from public duties to focus on his treatment for an undisclosed type of cancer. It will be the first of several public appearances Charles will make in the coming weeks as he prepares to host a state visit by the Emperor and Empress of Japan in June. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news update is sponsored by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M-142. Call them at 989-375-2391. That's Elkton Motorsports, 989-375-2391.